Well, hello there, you wonderful folk of Audioboo, Facebook and Twitter. This is Roddy Jenkins with you once again, bringing you another Audioboo for your amusement, enjoyment and entertainment. And you find me here, busy packing. Yes, we're busy packing because I'm off on me holes. And this is one thing that's actually grating me, actually. Not going on holiday, obviously, that's a nice part, but because I'm flying, okay, and because I'm taking hand luggage, as opposed to stick everything in the hold, there are certain things that you can and can't do. There are certain things you can and can't take. You can't, I mean, I can't take all my creams for the eczema, okay. And this is really, really stupid, okay? I could take toothpaste, but I could put it in a plastic bag, plastic seafood bag, okay? And then put it back in my wash bag. I mean, what the hell is that all about? I mean, the bloody Americans, they, hey, how are you going to do this? You've got to make sure you... I mean, geez, what are you going to do, you know? Suffocate the bloody pilot with toothpaste, for Christ's sake? I mean, come on. Honestly. What is the world coming to? I don't know. It's just, you look at it thinking, what the bloody hell is this? What is this going on and doing? And it's all these weird and wonderful things. Anyway, it's a Tuesday night, so good evening to you good folks. And, well, Tuesday night can mean only one thing, it's one of my boos, and there you go. So, as I say, you join me here, at home, busy getting ready to go on holiday, which, of course, you've got to do all the checks, you've got to, you know, lock all the windows, close all the doors, and, you know, lock on them all and all the rest of it. And basically just make sure you've got everything ready. It's a bit of a mad dash tomorrow, because, obviously, I get up, like... Most people do, you know, you get up, you can do your ablutions and then you go and do everything else. No, but I've actually got to go, stop it, yeah, I've got to go to the Bristol Royal Infirmary tomorrow morning, I've got a dermatology check-up at 10:40. Now I'm thinking, okay, we're going to do that, then we're probably going to have a blood test, which would be, or in my case, hunt the vein, see if I come out looking like a pincushion, with blood going pss, 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 everywhere, and then obviously get a prescription, nip down to Boots, but the chemists are available, and yeah, then knit back here, home, and then grab the bags, run down to Temple Meads Station, jump on the coach out to the airport, and fly off. So, there you go. So it's a bit of a hectic day tomorrow. And if I want to get to the airport, I want to get down to Lowesgate, Bristol Airport, that'll be okay, I'll be thinking. And just enjoy the holiday, basically, and then think, oh, bold of the passport behind, or bold of the euros behind, or whatever, you know. And, here we. But, no, you know, it's one of these things where, I don't know why I'm walking around in circles here, but I am. Okay. I suppose you're just doing a bit of exercise, you know, see? It's called walking. It's where you put one foot in front of the other, and you propel yourself in the forward motion, but I digress there. So, anyway, so holidays. Good holidays, bad holidays, you know, when's the best time of the year to go on holiday? I mean, is it January? Is it February? Is it March? Is it April? Well, you get the drift, you know. I mean, some people say, okay, we're not going to go during school holidays. Hang on a minute. Sorry about that. The inevitable thing of them here is, we've got everything, we've got everything, you got your passport, have you got your passport, you got this, you got that, and yes, I've got that, and okay, you need that, and oh, you need that, and all that, you need that too. Yeah, no, okay, mine doesn't normally speak like that, I'm just making that just a little bit exaggeration, just to make a certain somebody giggle out loud on the bus to work. So there you go. So yes, Sydney, when's a good time to go on holiday? Do people say, well, I'm not going to do the school holidays because obviously everyone else is going to be going there. And you know, it's the price, they put the prices up and it's not fair. And as you notice that, you know, but yeah, as soon as the schools go back, the price goes, yeah, bastards. Could I get you 10 times cheaper than that if we got name in there? That is not good. That is very, very bad indeed. So, there you go. But what is it about holidays? I mean, everyone needs holidays, and then they turn around and say, oh, we can only have so many days holiday. Okay. I mean, who actually dictates that? Who says, right, okay, you are going to, okay, your little job's worth, so you're going to have X number of days. You're a senior job's worth, so you can have Y number of days. And, well, you're the boss, so you can have what you like. You know, I mean, where does that come from? Yeah. And is it the thing we all look at, yeah, when we're applying for jobs? It probably is, because the second thing after you look at what the salary's going to be is, well, okay, what bloody holiday am I going to get from the buggers, you know? And, so anyway, it's so there we are. We're busy packing away now, and actually the phone call was to say don't bother with the toothpaste because they need taking for the flight. So all that hassle going through. Okay, let's find a little plastic bag, see-through bag. Freezer bags are ideal for that, by the way, or food bags you buy from supermarkets. I don't know why they want you to have it. You know, I mean, God help us. I mean, would they allow me to take my raise on the board flight? Oh dear, I'm going to creep into the cockpit and, you know, shade the pilot to death or something stupid like that. You know, I mean, what the hell is that all about? Honestly, I tell you something, we have really got to sort of get a grip and say, listen, these things can happen. I'm not saying that, you know, 9/11 or any other sort of, you know, hijacks or what have you aren't bad, because of course they're bad, and you know, they're not to be sniffed at or joked about or whatever, but I do think we have got to sort of say, okay, we know that we are law-abiding citizens, we know that, you know, we don't mind sort of, you know, going through certain airports and having to, you know, do a strip tease just to go through security. We know that, you know, we can take this down the level. I mean, for crying out loud. And this other thing is that a lot of people try and put luggage that probably should really be in the hold. They're going to put it in as hand luggage. And by the end of it, because they're thinking, well, yeah, good, yeah, but bloody hell, yeah. I'll probably not even quit for the damn flight, yeah. And that little bugger's want to charge me £5 to use my credit card, and bloody hell, they want to charge me another £10 to put the fucking baggage in the hold. There's one, yeah. And then if you want to be the first on board, oh, that'd be another £5, please, you know. Yeah. No prizes for guessing which website we're talking about here. And yeah, you just think, why? Why is that the case? You know, I mean, anyway, I probably boring the pants of you, and you know, you bit. Sorry about that. Another phone call. Not who you think it is. Oh no! As a sales call. Have you been missold a payment protection plan in the past 12 years? Maybe. Good, you can qualify. Okay. That sounds good. What do I have to do? Well, you had to do nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing at all? What do you mean nothing at all? I must have to do something to get me money back. But anyway, so anyway, they're going to call round. Probably when I'm away. And a little call calling Cody. We were in your area. Please call us if you need an interview. Thank you. And so anyway, we were talking about holidays, aren't we? We were talking about holidays because I'm going on holiday. Where am I going? Well, that's for you to speculate on and for me to know and for you to find out in a future Audio Boo, which will be broadcast on audioboo.fm, Facebook and Twitter. So, well, here we are, busy packing our bags. Okay, we've got three bags that need to be packed. One is a big bag. One is a rucksack. You can think I can say, the big bag, the little bag, and the mini bag. No, not a tall at all. Now, that's a bit of a clue to where we're going. But now we've got, as I said, we've got the big bag, which isn't going on the flight, and somebody's taking it over to our destination. We've got a rucksack, which is going on the flight, as hand luggage. And I've got a laptop bag, excuse me, which is going with the big bag to our destination. And, well, some of you may know where we're going. Some of you may not know where we're going. For those of you that don't know, well, you'll just have to wait for a future audioboo to find out where my holiday destination is for this year. For those of you who do know, keep stump, okay? So, let's have a little look at the time here. Just one moment, please. Oh yes, we've got plenty of time to continue rabbiting on. And, well, there we are. We've done the main pecking now. It's amazing when I've actually see stuff. You think, God, I'm okay with that. I need to down these down and go and close all the windows and cancel the milk. And, you know, not that to cancel milk, obviously, because they have milk delivered. Well, it is, but I had to go and get it from Tesco. And obviously, podcasts are available. And, so you've got to do all that thing. You've got to close the windows, lock all the doors, and put the latches on all the rest of it, and just make sure. And that was filled, though. Yeah, not so, so, yeah, everyone's got their windows open, he's got his clothes. Nobody's at home. Okay, right, but, anyway. So, there you go. So you got to do all that, you got to think, running around panicking. And I'm probably panicking over nothing, thinking, well, I've got to do this, that, the other, I've got to pat down, and that's got to be pat, that's got to be turned off, that's got to be switched off, that's got to be unplugged, that's got to be chilled out, that's got to be, like, well, I need to chill out, oh, blimey. So it's something you get stressed out before you go on holiday, for God's sake. Why is it we're always like that, you know? When we go and, you know, get on holiday, we always panic. Where's the passport? What's this? Where's that? Where's something else? You know, where were the tickets? Where were the travel documents? Where's this? Oh my God, I've forgotten this. I've remembered this. Oh dear. Who dear with me? I kind of got that at all. You just sort of think to yourself, okay, we need to just calm down and not worry so much. Indeed. So, I can see we're nearly coming up to the end of our allotted time. Oh, and there was so much I was going to talk to you guys, wonderful guys, about. But anyway, if you're fully holds, or if you've been on holds, or you like holidays, let me know. It's you can send me a message on Audioboo. It's audioboo.fm/Roddy Jenkins. Capital J, if you don't mind, get a little bit OCD about that, you see. You can send me a message on Facebook, facebook.com/Roddy Jenkins. Capital J. And last, but by no means least, you can tweet me on Twitter, twitter.com/Roddy Jenkins. Yep, you guessed it. Capital J. So until next time we meet, my good friends, it's ta-ta for now, and take good care of yourselves. Bye-bye.